Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos. I want to bring you a teaching today called Confident Fools and Sinners Who Mock. Confident Fools and Sinners Who Mock. You know, the Word of God talks about the confidence of wicked, foolish sinners, and they end up mocking the truth. Why am I talking about this? Well, we had an interesting situation. We stood outside a church and this modern pastor named Louis came out, got it all on video. You could see it on the Street Preach. Look up the one of the latest Street Preaches in March of 2024. His name was Pastor Louis. I think it was from like Fellowship Revival Church, Kingdom Fellowship Revival, something like that. So we stood outside there. He came out. I exposed him on video. And he didn't have any biblical answers. We did a, put a testing up of him. And he went and he posted the testing on his Facebook page and mocked it. And then over 100 of his followers commented. And guess what? Nobody went to the Word of God. Nobody refuted me biblically. Everyone laughed. They mocked at, God's truth. They made fun and light of his worldliness and his easy-believe gospel. Here's the point. He was confident that his blind followers were not going to be affected by the truth and call out his sin. He was confident in his sinning, and he was mocking. He was acting foolish, and he was mocking. This is what they do. We see it. It's common. In churchianity, modern pastors, they practice a bunch of false ways and sin, and they're bold in it, and they say, I can't stop sinning. I won't stop sinning. I'm not going to lose my salvation. Jesus did it all for me, and they go and they sin with great, great fervor. Yeah, they're confident, and they're brazen. How brazen of him and those people. I had a mega pastor one time do that, and over 500 people commented on the testing, and no one sent me a biblical refuting, but they all laughed and mocked. They were confident and brazen in their mockery, and they acted as foolish people. You know, Martin Luther told men to sin boldly because of what Christ has done. That's an absolute lie. Paul says we're not to go on sinning now that grace has come. But I want to give you some scripture verses about these people that are confident in their foolishness and they mock God's truth. Proverbs 14, 8, and 9. Wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. Fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor. So that word mock in that scripture verse, you know what it means? To scoff and to boast arrogantly. So that's what they do when they mock God's truth. They mock at sin. They think they can do it and get away with it. They make a mockery out of God and his holiness. That's what that pastor and those churchianity people did, and those who claim Jesus, but they sin on and live worldly, and they're arrogant. Proverbs 14, 16, that says this. A wise man departed from evil, but the fool rages and is confident. That word confident means to be bold, trust, to be careless. They're bold in their sin. They're confident and careless in their sin, in their evil. Pretty amazing when you think about it. We got more scripture verses here. The prophet, right here, this prophet's words declare much to us. Watch this. Isaiah 3, 9 through 11. They show of their countenance doth witness against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom, they hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. Yeah, you know what it reminds me of? It kind of reminds me of the whole gay pride movement, where they walk around arrogantly and bold about it, or people that kill babies in abortion. or people that do drugs, or people that practice pagan holidays, or people that lie. They're arrogant, many of them, in their lies. God's going to reward the righteous. Verse 10 says, "Say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. But woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hands shall be given to him." Yeah, the evil people are going to reap what they sow to their destruction. Bible tells that all over in the Old Testament. The New Testament is no different when it talks about these people that mock and they're confident and they're foolish and they love sin. How about this one? Jesus said this. Revelation 22:14-15. "Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they might have the right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs, sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie." Notice they love their sin. Yeah, they love their sin and their lies. That makes a mockery. They're confident in their sin. How about 2 Peter 2:18-22? "For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lusts of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escape from them who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, the same he is brought into bondage. For if they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord Jesus, the Lord Savior Jesus Christ, and are again entangled in it and overcome, the latter end is worse than them than the beginning. For it had been better for them to not have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn away from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the proverb, the dog returns to his vomit again, the sow that was washed to her wallow in the mire." They like going back to their sin. That's what we're talking about here. They make a mockery, they're fools, they're confident in it. 2 Peter 3:3-7. "Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of," they're willingly ignorant of it, "that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that was being overflowed with water perished." Talking about Noah's flood. "But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men." Yeah, the result of these confident fools and these people that keep sin and they boast in it, it's going to be their destruction. 2 Thessalonians 2:12, "that they might all be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." That's what they do. They're bold. They scoff at it. They boast about it. They're confident in it. They have pleasure in unrighteousness. We see it all the time in the streets and in churchianity people. How about 2 Peter 2:14-17? "Having eyes of adultery that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, a heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children, which have forsaken the right way," they did it willingly, "and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness." He loved it, loved his sin, "but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumbass, speaking the man's voice, forbid the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the midst of darkness is reserved forever." You see what their outcome is going to be? Those people that are confident in their sin, they're foolish, and they mock at doing righteousness, but take pleasure in their unrighteousness. Destruction is coming for them. How about Paul in Romans 1? Verses 18-32. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may have been known of God is manifest in them, for God had showed it unto them. For the visible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible man, to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanliness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up to vile affections. Even their women did change natural use into that which is against nature. Likewise, men also, leaving their natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one towards another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meat. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to reprobate minds to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetous, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, remember we talked about it, that's the title of this teaching, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God that they might which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Yeah, they're confident, they're boasting, they mock. Their outcome is not going to be well at all. 2 Timothy 3:1-5. I got more verses. Know this also, in the last days, perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. I said the word boaster again, remember? Without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. These are most likely false converts that claim God, but they live in sin and wickedness. We see that in the church places all over America and the world when we look them up and test them. So beware of these people that claim Christ, but they're not of him. Even the people of the world, they mock at sin. They do it openly. They trample the blood of Christ. They're confident fools set for the destruction of God. 2 Timothy 4:2-4. This is our charge, our command. Preach the word, be in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they'll not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts they shall keep for themselves teachers, having itchy ears. See, they want false teachers to tell them what they want to hear. They shall turn their ears from the truth, and they shall be turned unto fables. Yeah, saints and seekers, if you're listening, God is not going to be mocked. If you do not obey the truth as fruit that you know him and you're born of him by the gospel, check out the gospel at don'tperish.com. God is going to destroy you in everlasting flame and weeping and gnashing of teeth. Last verse, last set of verses. 2 Thessalonians 1:8-9. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Yeah, they're going to be punished. They're going to be destroyed in everlasting destruction. They love their sin. They scoff and mock at sin. They're fools that are confident that God's going to let them off the hook, or there is no God, or there's not going to be a judgment day. Do not be deceived, saints or seekers. Make sure you're living holy, righteous, just serving the King of Kings, coming out of all willful sin. Willful sin is not atoned for. Check out the gospel at don'tperish.com. Don't be like these people that scorn and mock the fools, the confident, as they rage in their sin. They live their own lifestyle outside of God, loving unrighteousness. Judgment is coming for them. Repent, obey the gospel. That's what we preach in the streets. We were doing it today, telling people the goodness of God, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, calling people to repentance to him. New life that you get, holiness and obedience are the fruit that you're following after him and enduring. That's the gospel to salvation. Don't squander so great a salvation. This has been Brother Tupos. Hope that blessed you. Check out all our resources. Travel and preach in Christ. We'll be back with more very soon, if the Lord wills. Love y'all. Till next time. May God be praised.